Good Friday message from Jesus, April 14, 2006. On the occasion of this very important day in the Christian calendar, Gordon, who says he has come to bear witness to the light, has asked for a message, some words for as much of humanity as he can reach through the internet. On this day, when he feels that millions of Christians are focused on my earthly demise, he asks, in that mixture of provocation and reserve which is his nature, for a communication which embraces the eternal implication of my resurrection. He wants people to feel the love of this risen Christ, reaching through their confusions, despairs, and clouds of perceived sinful natures, to guide them to the experience of brotherly love. The path to this experience has always been open, before my appearance on the planet and after. I arrived as a reminder and stayed to be an anchor. The effort involved in abandoning the aloofness of pride and judgmentalism to embrace the kindness and compassion born of unconditional love has never changed. The prayer in my name states that one should forgive those who trespass against you. And this is still the core of the message I would relay today. For the lack of forgiveness, whether to others or to the self, is what powers all judgment, condemnation, and willful separation. So forgive those who would trespass against you, against your family, against your nation. Forgive him whom history has condemned as betraying me. Forgive the criminal who would wreck society's security. Forgive the business rival who would deprive you of your livelihood. Forgive the church that would bind you in servitude. Forgive the young their careless enthusiasms. Forgive those leaders who deliberately deceive and embrace their darkness with my light. Forgive the bacteria for seeking a new host. Forgive the virus as it ventures around the globe, infecting the weak and unwilling. Forgive the cancer that eats the heart and corrupts the body. Forgive the doctor who fails to cure. Forgive death, though it destroys your nest. Forgive the loved one who engenders their own demise. Forgive the religious for being unspiritual. Forgive the fearful as they spawn destruction. Forgive the warrior in his wish to kill. Forgive the slaughter of innocents. Forgive the escape of the guilty. Forgive yourself for failing to forgive. Forgiveness is the key to acceptance and the conveyance of mercy. And although I bear aloft the lantern of undying love for all to witness, I forgive those who cannot or will not see it, and I ask you to do the same.